All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3. We're going to focus on verses 19 through 23, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Now, again, we're going through the gospel, the first letter of John. It's a lot of things that he says in his letter, he says in his gospel as well. But we're going through the epistle of John, and we are seeing that he's talking about you and I walking in light. And that's so true because we live in a world of darkness. And what I mean by that, we live in a world that is dominated by Satan. He's the god of this world. The world is moving in that direction. It's moving towards anti-God. It is oppressive to those who know Christ. And he's telling us how to walk in the light. The light is Christ. How do we walk in it? How do we be the people that we need to be? And so he's been going through a series of things to talk about that. So last week, again, I think it's interesting, he keeps reiterating the same point several times now about you and I loving each other. And last week, if you remember, he said, if you don't love your brothers and if you hate them, there's a question about whether or not you know Christ. That's just a reality. Now, that's a hard thing to hear. And so then I've noticed now as I've been going through this lesson that there's a typical pattern here. A pattern that he does where he, where he drops the hammer, okay? Where he drops the hammer about this is what should be true in your life and what's true. You need to be loving each other. If you don't love each other, if there's hate, then there's a question about whether or not you know Jesus. And then he follows it up with an encouragement. He doesn't just drop the hammer, he follows it up with affirmation. And that's what he's going to do today, because today he's going to talk about real faith. What real faith is. And what does that mean for your life? Because let's be honest, when we're told not to do something and then we do it, how do we feel? Oh, I feel great, George. Yes, sometimes, but how do you typically feel if the Spirit of God is working in your heart, convicting you? Do you feel chipper? No, you feel miserable, right? Do you question your relationship with the Lord then? Yeah, it should be. And so he's going to come along today and he's going to talk about real faith and what that means for you and I. So look at this today as an encouragement. So let's look at it together. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 24. Here's what he says. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandment abides in God and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to kind of take these verses and we're going to divide them into four sections. So I'm going to talk about evidence of faith. I'm going to talk about how do you know that you and I have faith, the evidence of faith. I'm going to talk about confidence. You say, wow, you know, what he just shared before, I don't know that I have confidence. I feel bad because I'm struggling with feelings towards another person. No, you can have confidence. We're going to talk about confidence. Then what we're going to see is the commandments. There's two commandments that he gives here that you and I need to focus on. And then we're going to see, again, talking about that relationship with the Lord. Okay? So let's take a look at this. First of all, let's talk about the evidence of our faith. Okay, so out of the discussion beforehand, so if you look at the passage beforehand, it was about you loving each other, and if you don't love someone, if you hate someone, you're like Cain, Don't be like Cain, he says. You're like Cain. There's a question about whether or not you truly know the Lord. So out of that, he starts off in verse 19 and says this, "By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him." Here's what I want you to understand. You need to understand that you can have assurance in the midst of failure. You can have assurance in the midst of failure. What failure, George? Sin. You can have assurance. What do you mean, assurance? Well, here's what happens, okay? Because he's going to talk about our conscience here in a moment. When you and I sin, if we're walking with the Lord, you get convicted. And so I'm just thinking back over the last year. There have been times where I maybe said something wrong and whatever, and maybe dealt with somebody wrong or whatever, and immediately I have the Holy Spirit reached out to me in whatever way and tell me, "Whoa, that wasn't right. You didn't treat that person right. You weren't saying the right thing there." And a lot of times then what ends up happening is that his conviction is so great in my life that I have to say, "Whoa, okay, Lord, you're right." And then I go and ask for forgiveness. And in that moment, one of the things, because of the conviction and realization, is I realize, "Whoa, I'm not in a right place with you, God. I'm not in a right place with you, Lord." And I feel very insecure. You ever felt insecure in your relationship with him? Happens a lot, yeah. Especially if you're aware of your sin. And in the midst of that, he's saying to us, you can have assurance. Look at what he says here. You can, by this we know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. So we can know that we are a part of him and we can have assurance. We can have assurance. And some of us, that's something to hold on to as you're dealing with the stuff that you deal with. Here's the other thing. Look at verse 20. He says this, "For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything." Now, does your heart condemn you? Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Here's what I want you to see. Even though our hearts condemn us, God is great and knows everything. Why does he say this? Even though our hearts condemn us, he is greater. Here's what I want you to understand. Because when you and I are left to our own insecure selves and we sin, we realize that there's something wrong in our relationship with the Lord. We feel very insecure, so then questions start popping in our mind. Well, am I saved? Do I know you, Lord? In fact, I remember when I was a younger Christian, I wrestled with that all the time. Got saved, thankful for the Lord, trying to be his servant, but the fact is I continue to fail. And let's be honest, every one of us continues to fail every day. But in the earlier years of my walk, I would be so devastated and would be continually going to the Lord in my personal time with him and saying, "God, save me." I would be asking him to save me again, in case I didn't get it right the first time. Because I was so broken over my sin.